Let's just get a sense of things here. We've seen how often we post on social media and we say horrible things about others. And in some cases, things that are not actually true, and often things that are very defamatory. And we've seen in recent times how former President Jacob Zuma had had to issue an apology to Derek Hanekom, also of the ANC, after calling him a known enemy agent. That happened in 2019. You fast track to now, the apology went out from the former state president, but Derek Hanekom is saying, well, I'm looking for 500,000 rand so that I can feel a little better about the damage you have caused on my reputation. How do we arrive to that figure and what factors are at play? Verlie Oosthuizen, attorney specializing in social media law, joins us on the line. Verlie, good morning.
Morning.
You know, I must say, Verlie, people have said so many horrible things to me on Twitter, I'd be a trillionaire by now, I can assure you. How do we work out reputational damage?
It's actually quite a difficult thing to work out, and it's not something where there is a specific formula where you can say, well, because there was this amount of followers and this amount of tweets and this amount of likes, we're going to award this amount of damages. It is really something that is left to the discretion of the judge who's hearing the matter. They will look at a whole lot of factors, including things such as the people that are involved. And yes, they will look at things such as the reach of the information, but there's no specific formula that you can punch into a system and say, this is where we arrive at the figure.
There's a question here from Tato Theodore Libelo, and I know you just said, you know, it is difficult to measure, but he just wanted to know in terms of the victim's reputation and influence, you know, bearing on current and future loss of opportunity and moral standing. Is there a certain criteria to be used to sort of try and work out the damages caused?
Well, there's two different types of damages, and I'm not going to get into a long legal explanation because it becomes very boring for your listeners. But what I can say is that obviously somebody standing within the community and what kind of damage the particular tweet or the particular statement has on that future reputation, that is something that is going to be put into the mix when the judge is deciding. But it's not as though you can say, well, I've definitely lost 100,000 rand or 1 million rand because of this tweet. That's very, very difficult to prove. So the long and the short of this is that if people think that they can get easy money, defending their name in court, it's not about the money. It really is the principle of the matter usually when you go to court in a defamation claim.
Very interesting. And, of course, I think also very importantly is that we need to be well aware of how we conduct ourselves on social media and what we say to people that could amount to something that is defamatory, etc.
Absolutely. And that's something that, unfortunately, South Africans don't really realize, is that the threat of litigation is actually hanging over their head every single time they go onto social media and they decide to vent their frustrations. If what they are saying is not true and is not in the public interest, then they are going to have to defend themselves in court. And I can promise you, it is a long, stressful, and incredibly extensive exercise, and it's not something that I would recommend.
Verlie, thanks for your time, and thanks for just adding some clarity to that. Verlie Oosthuizen, attorney specializing in social media law, just talking to us about claiming damages on reputation. Let's get an update on traffic. Here is Rob Beasley.